8 East 2nd Street in downtown Chico, and online at northrimadventure.com. Got a big show for y'all, so with no further ado, ladies and gentlemen, let's begin the proceedings.
We talking about practice. Not a game, not a game, not a game. We talking about practice. It's easy to sum it up when you just talk about practice. I mean, listen, we talking about practice. I mean, how silly is that, man? We talking about practice. We talking about practice, man.
Yes, indeed. We are talking about practice. You know what it is. Your host, Jarrell Gilbert. My partner in crime, co-creator of the show, Derek Isimeki.
Yo, what's good, party people?
And of course, our resident degenerate, the one, the only, Rudy Vasquez.
What's good?
All right. So we are back. We are back, ladies and gentlemen. Again, thank you for joining us this evening. If you want to follow us, check us out. We're live right now on Instagram Live. You could do that. TBP, not a game. TBP, not a game. Follow us. We'll follow you back. You can see all the behind-the-scenes stuff. Occasionally, we'll do a post-game show. Put a lot of stuff on there. Happy Marshawn Monday, everybody. We got a lot to get into. Oh, man, do we have a lot. We have hoops. We have soccer on the way. Tourney started. We have the TBP Hall of Fame on the way. All sorts of stuff. However, Drew Brees just retired. Wow. I guess it's not really a wow, right? We all kind of saw that one coming. So
yeah,
that's not shocking that he did retire. But, you know, it is kind of interesting that Drew Brees, Philip Rivers, Peyton Manning, all these dudes are retiring, and Tom Brady's winning Super Bowl still. I really don't understand the mechanics of that, but I do want to talk about Drew Brees a little bit here, because one of the more interesting careers, I would say, in the history of the NFL. I said it before on this show, after they got beat this year by the eventually Super Bowl winning Tampa Bay Buccaneers, led by Tom Brady on the offense, obviously. And one thing I've mentioned about him is he is one of the rare underachieving overachievers in the history of the league. And what I meant by that is, if you look at his frame, I think he's listed at 6 foot, but there's no way he's six foot tall.
5'10" and a half.
Yeah, he's a little homie.
Yeah.
You know, representing for all the little homies, and we appreciate your good work out there, Drew Brees. But if we go back through his career, he gets drafted by the Chargers, didn't have a great rookie season, played okay his sophomore season, and then got the injury, and the Chargers went on to draft Philip Rivers. Well, Eli Manning, and then there's the trade. That was a whole fiasco. Right. We don't need to get into the details of that. But Drew Brees ends up finding his way into to the Saints. 15 years ago, to the day that he retired, he signed with the Saints. And Drew Brees won Comeback Player of the Year, which was one of the rare times that I can remember that someone who wasn't missing due to injury or anything, won Comeback Player of the Year.
That's kind of weird.
But he was just so trash before that that they decided to give it to him. And obviously won the Super Bowl, what was that, 06, I believe?
Yeah, 06.
And I would argue there's few players that mean more, especially NFL players, that mean more to their city than Drew Brees does to New Orleans. Obviously, he brought that city their first Super Bowl title after the storm with Katrina and, you know, all the devastation that brought, and really revamped that city as far as sports and gave that city something to be proud of. Perhaps for the first time ever.
Yeah. I mean, people were wearing bags on their heads to the games. And so Drew Brees and Sean Payne came through and completely changed that whole organization.
Yes, they've been relevant for 15 years, which is a hell of a run. Being relevant for 15 years isn't as easy as it sounds. Rare is it that football teams do that. Of course, you have the Patriots as your one real outlier, but it is very rare that for 15 years straight, a team is at least in contention.
Mm-hmm. And keeping the same quarterback and head coach together as well.
Right. Yeah. And you mentioned the paper bag era. So the New Orleans Saints, I want to look this up, but they came into the league, I believe, in the 60s. That's when they started in the NFL. And 1967 is when the Saints first came to the NFL. And they didn't get their first playoff appearance until 2000. All right, I might want to correct that. Their first playoff win until 2000.
Still.
That's awful.
Yeah.
And that's why fans in New Orleans were wearing paper bags over their heads for years. Drew Brees, obviously, along with Sean Payton, as you alluded to, helped change that franchise's trajectory, I guess we could say.
Yep.
And like I said, classic underachieving overachiever. Again, with his frame and everything, there wasn't a whole lot expected from him. There's some potential coming out of Purdue, but he was a second-round draft pick, right? We can't forget that. And he won the Super Bowl, so his name will forever be held in high regard in his city in New Orleans. However, if you think about some of the teams he's lost to, some of the games they've lost in the playoffs.
Dramatic fashion.
In dramatic fashion. Too. And oftentimes as the favorite going into the game.
At home.
At home. And you look at some of the guys he's lost to. Case Keenum, right? Jared Goff is on that list. What's my man? Kirk Cousins is on that list. Oh, God, I can't remember the Bears starting quarterback that he lost to. I'm going to have to go back and look it up.
Kyle Orton?
It wasn't Kyle Orton right before him. I don't want to get bogged down in that. Oh, that's going to drive me nuts, though.
What was that?
Oh, God, that's going to drive me crazy. It's on the tip of my tongue. But to say, he lost to a lot of quarterbacks that did not have quite the career he had or anywhere close to it, right? Which isn't to say, Drew, that's any real referendum on Drew Brees, but to kind of illustrate the point that football is random, and at times you could be the better quarterback, and it's not always about quarterback versus quarterback.
Yeah.
And Drew Brees, in his 15th season with New Orleans, obviously you could see kind of the wheels falling off the cart there.
Oh, yeah.
His deep ball wasn't nearly as accurate.
It wasn't even close to what he's been throwing the past, like, 2 years.
Yeah. So much so that they have a tight end that was starting quarterback for a while.
And Jameis Winston coming in on a play to throw a 30-yard pass down the field.
Right, because Drew Brees, in all likelihood, couldn't throw the ball that far anymore.
Just sad to see.
It was. However, I did want to see Drew Brees come back and have that awkward tension of Sean Payton having to say your services are no longer required.
Going back and forth.
That's good fodder for the show.
Oh, yeah.
But Drew Brees, this whole time, again, classic overachieving underachiever. And I just don't. It's just funny when you look at his career, he's been one of the more accurate. I think he's been the most accurate quarterback in NFL history. He is the passing leader in the NFL. Yet and still, all these other things are still on his resume as well, right? Those playoff losses in particular.
Is he like 500 in the playoffs, or is it worse than that?
I'm not exactly. We could look it up. This is why we need our man, Statman Brad. Oh, God, we could really use him right now. But, yeah, it's just to say, he's 99. Yep, 500 exactly. Oh. And again, as of recent, lost a lot of games as the favorite. So Just a strange career. And if you think about it, Drew Brees, for all his accolades, was never considered the best quarterback in the league.
No, I mean, he was always top five, but yeah. You're competing against Tom Brady, A-Rod.
Right.
Well, it's Matt Ryan for some years, and
Peyton Manning for a few years.
And then Patrick Mahomes, obviously, as of recent. But
yeah.
He was always in the top five, at least.
Yeah, and as much as I'm kind of pointing out the things that weren't awesome about Drew Brees, let me say this. What I want more than anything from a team, especially that I don't root for, just be entertaining. Be a fantasy threat. And Drew Brees, the year he broke the record for yards in a season, he won me fantasy.
He won a lot of people fantasy.
Right? Yeah, and he is a hell of a... He's exciting to watch. Yeah. He threw the ball down the field. He threw the ball all over the field, for that matter, for most of his career. And so I want to thank Drew Brees. Thank you for being one of the little homies representing for all of us 5'10 dudes and under. And inspiring a generation, the likes of, you know, a Baker Mayfield, a Russell Wilson, for the little homies, yeah. You know? So, hell of a run for Drew Brees, no matter how you break it down, hell of a run. Now, what's next for the Saints? And I know this conversation is super interesting to our man Derek over here.
I don't know why we're still talking about Drew Brees at this point in time. I've never been a huge... I mean, the guy, like I said, he's a fun guy, but easy guy for me to not care about whatsoever.
Yeah.
So, yeah, never really... He was just another guy for... Was he a good quarterback? Yeah, you know, but...
And he was in your division.
He was.
That's true, too.
So you got to see him twice a year.
Yeah. Too much of, like, trying to be, like, rah-rah football dude for me, so I never really liked the guy. He just kind of annoyed me. Always rubbed me the wrong way. Yeah, he's a good quarterback. That's great. But, well, I'm ready to see somebody else who probably has a little bit more. I feel like a personality that's a little bit more enjoyable to witness other than his. I don't like. Yeah, just like too goody two shoes for me, honestly.
He was classic football quarterback, right?
Yeah.
You go to ask him something. He's like, oh, I got to give it up to the coaching staff, my teammates, blah, blah.
And he never took credit for himself.
Yeah.
So it was team first for him.
Yeah. He never said anything interesting until last offseason when he had that whole comment about the kneeling. And that, again, to show you how loved Drew Brees is. The reason people were hurt, that is a very black city. And the reason people are hurt is because they come to expect so much of Drew Brees. They have idolized him down there. And so there was that incident. Mm-hmm. And to Drew Brees' credit, he had some conversations. I don't know that he had to go the whole Papa John's route, as Derek pointed out last week, of having a rehab from saying the N-word. I don't think it was ever anything like that.
No, not even close.
But he did go, you know, reach out to some folks and get some perspective on the kneeling during the national anthem thing. Let's move on, because I think what's happening in NFL right now with free agency is a little more interesting. We gave enough shine to Drew Brees. Taysom Hill gets a $140 million contract extension, which would make one think that the Saints are planning on rolling him out as their starter next year.
But they're still saying that they're going after someone else, which makes no sense at all.
Well, I was reading the way the contract is constructed. Basically, they were stretching his money out. So he gets more money on the back end, which, of course, he'll probably try to restructure. And he would have been a $16 million cap hit, but by stretching his contract out against the cap this year, he's now only 8. So that's kind of how that works. So when I first saw that number, I was like, that's ridiculous.
Yeah, that's
I had to go in and look at it, and I was like, oh, okay, that's not as crazy as I thought. But man, the one person I feel sorry for the most, if Taysom Hill is their starting quarterback, my man Alvin Kamara.
It's everyone on that offense. Him, Thomas, their tight end. Who's their tight end now? I think he left, but who cares? It doesn't matter.
Yeah,
Kamara and Thomas, like, good luck.
Yeah. Kamara, as a Alvin Kamara owner in my fantasy league last year, was on fire all season. He was good for at least 14 points. He was scoring a touchdown a game with like 80 to 100 yards, a bunch of catches out of the backfield, and then Taysom Hill came and basically ruined my fantasy season. So there's no love lost for me when it comes to Taysom Hill whatsoever. You hear me, Taysom Hill? Not a fan of you. But who knows? Maybe we'll get to see some Jameis this year.
I hope so. I've always been a Jameis fan. And, I mean, there's a reason why he got drafted number one overall. There's a reason why he took Florida State and won it.
Mm-hmm.
What was that, 4 years ago, 5 years ago, when he won the national championship?
Man, why do you keep asking me questions that I have to look up?
Sorry. Anywho.
It was 2014. Man, time flies. And then he started eating W's on Hard Knocks, and that was weird. Are you ready to eat some W's, Derek?
Not his W's, no.
No?
Yeah.
You don't want to see Jameis Winston on the football field again?
I mean, he's entertaining, I guess. He throws the ball down the field. So, yeah, sure, why not give Jameis the chance to get it? I mean, he's got to be better than most of the quarterbacks out there, you know? I mean, there's not that many good ones.
That's true.
So, you know, he's got to have a team out there that's worthy of taking him up.
Yeah, we'll see. I mean, you imagine you're not going to just give up on a number one overall draft pick, no, who showed potential, yeah, too, you know? I mean, 30 picks, 30 interceptions. That's the type of football I'm trying to watch. That's entertaining. You know, just
throw it up in the air.
Yeah, you know? I love heart attack football. Ugh. You drop back and you just kind of pray and hope that it all works out, you know?
Or you could just throw it with your eyes closed in the Super Bowl. That's fine.
Oh, God. We'll get back to football because there is a lot of free agency stuff to cover, but I think we've done enough NFL talk at the top of the show, so we'll circle back around to that. I do want to talk a little bit of hoops here, because you guys are both Lakers fans, and your man AD is out for an additional 3 weeks.
Plus, so I'm thinking 4 to 5 weeks.
Man, and we're already halfway through the season.
Yep.
I mean, yeah, playoffs are just coming around the corner. So, I mean, as long as he's back for that, I guess that's all they really care about.
Yeah, as long as we get a certain seed, top three, because Jazz are rolling out of the West.
Yeah.
They're just playing lights out right now. They're playing good basketball. And then we got
For getting whooped by the Warriors, but yeah.
Well, yeah.
I just had to point that out.
Minus one game, but besides that, they're playing team basketball.
Yeah, no, they move the ball great. That's a complete team. Yeah, they look really good. I got to give the benefit of the doubt. The Lakers have earned that. LeBron has earned that from me. And they're going to be one of those teams that until you beat them, I'm still putting my money down on the Lakers to come out of the West.
Yeah,
the Jazz are scary, but
it's still LeBron at the end of the day.
It's LeBron. I mean, you have the Clippers, and we saw them implode last year in the playoffs. And I really think the Lakers should still come out of the West, and their biggest competition is going to be the Nets.
Mm-hmm. I mean, I feel like, honestly, Phoenix is probably more of a threat than Utah is. Just, I mean, I think Phoenix teams as a whole is a little bit more. I mean, as much as I don't like Chris Paul, he's actually been there before and knows what he's doing, as opposed to what the Utah has. I mean, Donovan Mitchell, nice player, no doubt, but let's, you know, he's not. Doesn't have any experience whatsoever. That whole team has, and I think Devin Booker as their guy, I think he is. Chris Paul and Devin Booker is a better 1-2 punch than what Utah has to offer.
Yeah, what are we talking? Rudy Gay and Donovan Mitchell, and both great players, right?
But yeah, Chris Paul and Devin Booker, different level there, I feel. And then you add DeAndre Ayton into that mixture, too.
Yeah, Ayton's balling.
Yeah, so I think Phoenix is a little bit more, is a scarier squad than Utah presents. Especially when it comes to playoff time.
Who is the number two seed right now? I know Jazz is number one in the West.
Phoenix is.
Yeah, Phoenix, wow, is okay. I knew they were playing well. I didn't realize they had climbed all the way up to number two. So, all right. That's then. Good point, sir.
What can I say? When you look at the standings and you're, for the first time in a while, you just start making plays whenever you look at them, you know? You start making takes, you know?
Yeah, no, I trust me, I get it. That's half our job around
here.
Shout out
to CP3, dude. Heffel is getting older and older and older and better by the year. He's out here balling.
I wouldn't say better. He stayed the same. Okay, well, yeah, he's been on a nice plateau from his days at New Orleans, and he hasn't done anything else since.
All right, well, he's
has never gone past the second round.
He's been consistent.
Or third round. Life. I'm sorry, he's gone with James Harden, he got to the finals, but that was it. Never made it out of the conference finals.
Yep.
All right, fair enough. Whatever.
He is playing really well this year. The West is really top heavy, but we'll see how that turns out. I still think if the Lakers get Anthony Davis back, they have to be the favorites going into the playoffs. Curry turned 33 years old yesterday. He is the oldest Warrior currently. And I just wanted to ask you guys, how do you guys see his game aging?
I mean, the guy shoots threes, so I think he's fine.
Yeah.
You know, like, it's not like he's driving the lane and getting beat up all the time. Dude just sits in the back and just
pulls up.
Yeah, just lofts them up. So the dude can last for a while doing that. As long as you can keep hitting them, they'll keep hitting you. So.
Yeah, you know, and he does, as of right now, he does have the first step and the handles to get past a lot of people, too. So you want to come out on all the way out on him and get around you. And obviously, best three-point shooter the game's ever seen. Yeah, I agree. You know, when you can shoot, you could stay in this league for a long time. Even if, you know, he loses some of the speed and being able to pull up off the dribble the way he does currently, I do think that he will eventually turn into more of a spot-up shooter. And I think his game will age gracefully. Now, again, to the Lakers fans in the room, you guys think you need a big man with AD out?
Yeah.
Andre Drummond's on the table. Boogie Cousins is on the table.
He just needs to come back. I don't know what we're holding up on Boogie Cousins. He's out there hanging out on the couch. He's ready to play. I mean, he played somewhat good with Houston, but they're...
Houston is one of the most random put-together teams in the history of put-together teams.
They're saying thanks, but no thanks, with all their, you know, old-school players like P.J. Tucker. He's been released or is going to get released.
Yeah.
And that's another staple that's been there for, you know, 5-6 years, and he's a baller too. But yes, I do think that we need to add a big man. With Marc Gasol, he's still hurt. And with the time that he does play, he just old, stale, can't move as fast. And he's big too. He's fat.
Yeah.
He's not even in shape right now.
Yeah. It's interesting. This season, it seems to be a real drain for these players. And you can't blame them, especially the teams that participated in the bubble. Pretty short turnaround. And, I mean, listen, yes, these guys, many of them have millions of dollars and have a different lifestyle than us. But we're all going through a lot of the same things, right? Like being stuck at home, not being able to go out, not being able to do the things we're accustomed to doing to blow off steam and whatnot. And you add a compressed season on top of that. I think that's part of the reason for a lot of these blowouts this season. It's just a weird year. Mm-hmm. And this is a season where I could see, I don't want to say totally random team, but a team other than the Lakers or the Nets possibly getting hot at the right time and winning it, just because you do have all the randomness that goes with this pandemic. Do you guys agree with that, or...
I mean, I feel like if you're going to have randomness, it would have happened. The bubble would have been like that random situation, you know? So you still saw in the bubble how, yeah, certain teams did get hot and certain teams ran the table. But at the end of the day, it was kind of the teams you thought they were going to be.
That's true.
Yeah. The Heat and the Lakers. So, well, yeah, they might get a team that might go on a run and might make the conference finals or the semifinals. You might get a couple upsets. I mean, look for the first round to have some upsets for sure. But I think, you know, once it gets to the top of the creme de la creme, I think the
it's going to be the top. Yeah, the
Lakers will be up there, and I bet you the Clippers will be too. Like, I just feel like that's, you know, they're the two best teams there. They know when they need to turn it on more so than any of the other teams out there.
Yeah, agreed. All right, moving on. So last week we introduced we did the TBP Hall of Fame, and Derek, you were the big winner. Choosing barbecue.
Yeah.
Man.
No love for the moms. Rudy elected.
I'm just striking out left and right here.
Nominated moms again.
You did put moms up this time.
No, I did.
You did Girl Scout.
Oh, that's right. That's right. I'm sorry. It was moms the week before. Yeah, I apologize. That's right. So, for those of you unfamiliar with the game, basically each week we nominate something random to the TBP Hall of Fame. We got to get in Brad's vote here. I don't have. You know what? We'll do his from last week. But we nominate something random, and you guys go on to our Instagram and get to vote on it. So, with no further ado, ladies and gentlemen, the TBP Hall of Fame.
A place reserved for unquestionable greatness. A title worthy for only the very elite. A prize many will vie for, but only one will win. Each week, this is the TBP Hall of Fame.
That's right, y'all. The TBP Hall of Fame. All right, well, since you won last week, Derek, you get to go last. I guess I will start the auction, so to speak. And I'm going to nominate something that's probably going to hurt you guys because...
Oh, man.
It's something I think you both enjoy. The Los Angeles Lakers blue stripped jersey.
Respect. Mad respect. Those are some dope jerseys.
I was going to throw the Warriors in there, but I was like, nah, this is going to hurt them more. So you have to go against it.
All right, fair enough. My nomination this week is cheesecake.
Duh!
Cheesecake.
Okay. Yeah, I love cheesecake.
Wow, okay. Yeah.
So let's go. Cheesecake.
And that's a good one. And Brad's from last week that we didn't use because he decided to go with chocolate cake is backpacking in the mountains.
Yeah, okay, there
which
you go.
Which is random.
Yeah, backpacking in the mountains. It's a good time right
that's
there.
Fine. Yeah.
I mean, I feel like I want to keep it in the food category because food deserves so many places into our Hall of Fame, at least I believe.
For sure.
And as the audience has proven, they think so too.
Yeah.
So for me, what I deserve is to be in our Hall of Fame. I went with barbecue, so I'm going to make a little, I'm going to give you a side dish that's worthy of everything. Mashed potatoes and gravy. Taters and gravy, mashed potatoes and gravy. Come on, let's face it. If that's ever a side dish at the table, you know you're going for them taters.
Coming in with the heat.
And you get enough gravy on there. It can be white gravy, it can be brown gravy.
It doesn't matter.
Yeah. As long as it's gravy.
I'm over here agreeing with you.
Because it's all gravy, baby. And mashed potatoes deserve it. So at least I believe so. So I feel our audience, you kind of get our vibe. At least I'm picking up your vibe. You like your food. Right there with you. Going to give you all something to wrap your taste buds around.
All right.
That's a good one.
It's going to be a good week.
Yeah, I think you have a real good shot again, sir.
What can I say? I just, you know.
I mean, coming with the heat, like I said, man. Cheesecake, let's go.
I mean, who doesn't love cheesecake? It's great, but, you know, yeah. It's probably going to come down to that a little bit, you know.
Let's go.
Yeah.
Round two.
We'll see where it's I mean, don't get me wrong. Those blue script jerseys are nice.
Yeah, those are dope jerseys.
They're great.
But you're only going to get mostly Lakers fans
on
that.
So, yeah.
I understood I was boxing myself into a corner, but...
I mean, Brad put up a worthy. I feel like crowd loves the outdoors. They do. They truly do.
Yeah.
Shouts to the backpack. Bidwell Park getting up there. You guys push the road trips out to the far to the finals as well.
Mm-hmm.
So I feel backpacking might put up, but it's not. I feel it's going to lose. But I still I don't know. We'll have to see.
We'll see. Yeah.
We'll see how
only
it goes.
Time will tell on this one.
And let me tell you, my new move from here on out, if I don't win this week, I'm just going to start pandering to our Chico audience, and it's going to be all Chico things for about a month.
I mean, you can only go so far. The ones that like deservedly to be in there, we've kind of already reached it.
Like puppies in Chico.
See, that's what, you already have puppies in there. Yeah, you can't like do like puppies in Chico.
Already.
Yeah, that's a little bit too. You've already puppies already made it into
there. You can't.
Your mom holding a puppy in Chico.
See, that's something I could go with.
All right, ladies and gentlemen. Once again, this is Talking About Practice. Chico's only locally produced sports talk radio show right here on FM 90.1 KZFR Chico. People-powered community radio for the Sacramento Valley, the foothills, and beyond. Dro, Derek, Rudy, all in the building. Happy to be here. Thanks for rocking with us. Want to shout out someone who's been rocking with us since the beginning. Pullin Cyclery, providing self-propelled transportation and non-polluting recreation. Pullins has been serving the Chico community since 1918 at 801 Main Street in downtown Chico. And they can be reached at 342-1055.
Have you guys ever named your fists at all?
No.
Sorry, I was just thinking of Anchorman, and I was thinking of when Ron Burgundy steps out and he says he's got, I can't remember the names, but he named his fists. And I was like, what would be a good name for your fist, you know? Anything that pops like?
That's a good question, dude.
I feel like one of mine should be called like Duke McNasty, you know? Like my left is known as Duke McNasty. My right is known as Hella Fitzgerald. Like
Hella Fitzgerald.
It's like Ella Fitzgerald. It's nice, but no, it'll send you straight to hell. That's what the right's for.
Oh my god, Duke McNasty.
Yeah, it's my left. Okay. My right's going to be Hella Fitzgerald. I think that's I'm going to name him from here on out.
All right.
This is my two-fists name.
All right.
For all the fights you're going to get into,
yeah, you know, right? Yeah,
yeah.
I'm just prepared. Like I just want to be able to say, "Yo, I got Duke McNasty and Hella Fitzgerald here for you."
Yeah,
guys, you know? So come at them. You know,
yeah. You're not just fighting me; you're fighting all three of us.
Yeah,
me, Duke McNasty, and Hella Fitzgerald.
We're coming at you trifecta style.
And I feel like if you say
you have to
put your hands up like fighting Irish.
I mean, if I had my mustache still going right now, definitely would have worked right there. I feel like that would have been like I got Duke McNasty and Hella Fitzgerald. Cheryl for you to say hello to and then good night, you know, all in the same time.
All right. Well, do you have some news for the people?
I do, yeah.
All right, let's do it.
When news breaks in the tri-state area or the world.
Breaking news. Derek Isamaki has breaking news.
That is right, y'all. Time for the news. Now, I'm starting off strong right now because this is this guy deserves all the attention, an Emmy, an Oscar, a Grammy, all the awards you could possibly give him. He deserves it. Eric Dion Warren wanted to get himself a car. Understandable. So he gets himself to the dealership, finds a car that he wants. And then decides, you know, I need to go to the bank to be able to make some money moves to make sure I can get this this car going. So he's able to borrow one of the dealer's rental BMWs that you can take. And he takes said BMW to the bank, where he then proceeds to rob said bank. Now, Eric Dion Warren goes in and places a note on the bank teller's counter saying this is an effing robbery. Play with me and you're dead. I want $10,000 in $50 and $100 bills, and you have 1 minute or I will kill you, is what the note he said.
Wow.
Yeah. Which I'm saying, 150s, man, that's a surefire way of getting you caught. You want 10s and 20s, I feel. 10s and 20s keep you on the level, you know.
And I guess, you know. Flashy, too.
Yeah, I guess, you know, 150s keep the stack smaller. So, obviously, you don't want your pocket that fat. But I feel 10s and 20s are a way to, you know, keep yourself on the low level, you know?
Yeah.
But Warren got himself his money, his $10,000. Now, the great thing is, right, Warren, you would think that you'd get enough money to, like, buy the car straight out, right? No, he just got himself enough to be able to put down a down payment of $3,000. So he returned to the dealership 15 minutes after went back to the dealership after robbing the bank. And put down a $3,000 deposit on a BMW. And then kept $7,000 for himself, I'm assuming. Because, you know, you got to have something to spend with. You know,
cash.
I mean, what's the point of having a car out that you can't take some honeys out in it? You know, $7,000 gets you get away with it. But I do love how he, you know, just got enough, give himself something, and then put a down payment down on a car. Now, Warren was arrested later on with a little over $5,000 in cash.
Okay, I was going to say what happened.
And they recovered his handgun, quote unquote, which was actually a pellet gun that he spray painted to resemble a gun. So, sentenced himself to 20 years in a federal prison for this.
Oh,
yeah.
Ouch.
So, Eric Dion Warren, I like the move. It's, you know, I mean, maybe next time you rob the bank, you just get the hell out of Dodge.
20 years.
Yeah.
For 10 racks.
For 10 racks, man. Stolen car. And that's.
I'll give you 10 racks. Okay, no, I'm not going to give you 10 racks, but...
Yeah, no.
20 years. Ouch.
I do love his audacity, though. Robbing the bank and going back to the dealership. Like, yo, everything's all good here. No one's going to realize, I'm paying with cash for this car, and no big deal.
Right.
That's awesome.
You sir, I salute you for entertaining me today. Okay, this one. We always love going after those crazy moms that... don't know when to stop protecting their child or doing something for their kids. Now, obviously, you want to protect your child from any harm that comes their way. You should. That's going to be your instinct, mothers and fathers. But some of them go a little bit too far. And looking at you right now, where this lady, had a daughter on a high school cheerleading squad. Now, apparently, there were some issues with her child and some of the other girls on that team. So what did this mother do? She decided to create a fake video of those girls where they were naked, partying, doing drugs, all sorts of things, and then sent that video to the coach to try to get them kicked off the team.
What?
Wait, what?
How?
Rafaela Spoon. Spoon. That's interesting. Spoon. Okay.
S-P-O-N-E.
S-P-O-N-E.
O-N-E.
Spoon. She, 50 years old, this woman, got herself charged for cyber harassment and related offenses. Now, it is unclear if the daughter had any recollection of it happened. It seems like she did not. I'd hope not. I mean, that just seems like a surefire way to make sure you would never, like, get along with that cheer squad ever again. Having your mom step in. Anytime your parent has to step in when you're in high school, especially, it's just a bad look in general.
Yeah.
And you're just setting your kid up for further punishment and beratement. As a parent, arm your kids with the proper tools at home. Don't create fake videos to try to get these girls suspended and kicked off the team.
I'm interested in the fake video portion of this.
I know. Yeah. I want to know how she did this. How, like, good of quality video
exactly
was it?
Or how tacky it is. Or
yeah. I mean, I don't see any of that. I feel like, you know, there's some naked 16-year-old girls on there. I don't think we're supposed to be looking at that.
Yeah, I was going
to
say.
That's how you get.
Yeah, that's how you get rated in the middle of the show.
You know, and I'm not going to look that up, okay? I'm not going to type in those key words that will get you.
Yeah.
Someone come knocking down your...
Can you just imagine we're on Instagram Live, we're just chilling, doing the show, you're doing your new segment, and boom, FBI comes raiding the joint.
Through the windows.
Yeah,
and
just like, what's
doors,
going on?
Windows, all of the above, all just because I saw...
SWAT team rolls in.
Yeah. Some 16-year-old girls.
That would, from one.
That's all it takes.
Yeah.
Yep.
So be careful what you're watching.
So don't Google that.
Yeah. Child pornography is bad, guys.
Yeah, new game that we're playing. Don't Google that.
Don't
Google
that. We'll give you a new list every week of things not to Google.
Yeah. A few topics. There you go. I like that.
So careful out there if you're on the cheerleading squad and you have a crazy mother, because she just might put you into a corner where you'll never be able to get out of again. Because that's what you did there. Rafaela Spoon.
Rafaela,
too. That's a name. I've never heard that name.
I haven't either.
All right. So there you go, y'all. That's the news.
All right. Thank you, sir. Appreciate you updating the folks on the going-ons around the world. And each week we bring in our foreign correspondent, because she does a much better job at covering the sports that we're too lazy to. So, Aaron, are you with us?
How's it going, guys?
Hello. It's always nerve-wracking when I go to you, because even though I've been doing this for months now in Statman Brad's absence, I still get freaked out by the phone. So, one...
If it makes you feel better, so do I.
Well, we had like a three-week run there where I couldn't figure it out. But so it looks like we've righted the ship. Thank you for joining us. I know that we haven't discussed golf on here in a couple of weeks, so this seems appropriate to do that this week. So what happened this past weekend, Aaron?
Yeah, now's a good time. It was the Players Championship, which happened in Florida, and Justin Thomas ended up taking home the win.
Finally.
He's been in a real bad rut, not just this year, but last year too. I mean, he hasn't made the cut a few times. He actually almost didn't make the cut this weekend. On Friday, he was really close to the cut line, but he had an incredible day on Sunday. On Sunday, he went in four shots back, and by the 12th hole, he was ahead by one shot. He just really had an incredible fourth day. He said it himself. He's like, I've never played such good golf. And phenomenal timing, because the Masters is coming up in about a month, so it's kind of the right time to hit your stride.
Who, going into the Masters, who are some of the favorites? Do you know?
I'm going to go with probably Bryson DeChambeau.
And his stupid hat.
Dustin Johnson. Probably not Tiger. Safe to say he won't be there.
Ouch. Let's can we talk about DeChambeau's hat for a moment? What are your thoughts on his hat?
Yeah, I really thought he was an old man because he wore that thing. You know, good for him because it's very distinguishable, so, you know, you can't miss him out on the course. But, yeah, it's a little ridiculous. I don't understand it.
Yeah, like, what are you, a gangster in like, Britain?
Yeah, like a 1920s. Yeah, yeah.
Yeah, he's like a 1920s gangster in London.
He's like a driver for somebody, you know? Like,
you call
him Jeeves, you know, and he, like, opens the car door for you.
Yeah. So I wanted to, while we have you here, I wanted to mention a question that a couple of our listeners wrote in. So Bill and Sandy wrote in an adorable letter to us, and I want to thank them for, one, just taking the time to write an actual letter and send it here to the station, in handwritten letter, and it was awesome. And in addition to that, Bill and Sandy, it was a really good question. And their question was essentially this. They've been watching a lot of golf lately, and they're wondering how caddies get paid. And from talking to the guys and from doing a little bit of research, as I understand it, each caddy has a day rate. Now, that day rate really varies. Certain golfers have a traveling caddy that they've had for years that are on salary. But there's also many caddies that are just, you know, day caddies for a tournament, and they get a day rate, and the customary percentage of the winnings is 10%. Does that all sound about right to you guys?
It seems about right, but yeah. I think golfers can pay them more if they wanted to.
And they can also pay them less, which was the case a few years ago.
Was it Sergio Garcia? Or no, it wasn't Sergio. Who was it?
I can't remember. I thought it was Dustin Johnson, but I couldn't.
No, it wasn't DJ. But he got blasted, though. And then he ended up paying him the full amount some extra on the side.
Yeah.
Let's just say it's Bryson because we want to paint that guy in a bad picture. So Bryson did this. Most likely. It sounds like Bryson.
It wasn't DeChambeau. Yeah. I don't even know if DeChambeau is on the tour yet. But you know the story I'm talking about.
Yeah, yeah.
But essentially, that is the customary payout is whatever the caddy's day rate is and 10%. And even in golf, when people are winning hundreds of thousands, if not millions of dollars, just like at a restaurant or anywhere else, you still find cheap asses that don't want a tip. Yep. And that's just ridiculous.
I mean, he's probably thinking to himself, like, dude, what did he really do for me out there? Okay, I called my own shots half the time. I picked my own clubs. Dude didn't do anything. He just carried my bag for me, like the bare minimum. He's just, like, trying to justify it in his mind. Yeah. Like, I can give you less because you deserve less. Yeah, I can definitely see him, like, grading that caddy, like, definitely 2.5 stars. Would not recommend.
Which brings up the question for me. I'll start with you, Aaron. Do you remember the last time you didn't tip whatever your customary amount is, whether it's 20%, 15%, 25%, whatever that percentage is? Do you remember the last time you were just like, oh, this person's not getting the normal amount?
Yeah, we haven't gone out a lot all that often.
Mm-hmm.
And I hate to toot my own horn, but I am a pretty good tipper just because, like, you know, I know that it's pretty, like, it's tough out there. Like, they're doing a tough job. And so even if I don't like them, I'll tip at least 15%. You have to be really bad. You have to make me, like, really mad for me to tip anything below 10%. And it's been a while. I feel like they're hustling out here. They know.
Yeah.
Smart ones do. I'm just saying, yeah, that's their money right there. If you're smart enough, you'll be good out there for the people you're serving.
All of us have worked in the restaurant industry for years and years and years. So do you guys remember the last time your service was so bad or you had an issue where you tipped less than whatever your customary amount is?
I can remember the spot. I was in San Francisco, a place called Tee Off Bar and Grill. I don't think it's there anymore for a reason we're about to give you. But I remember I was there with my ex at the time, and we had a game we're going to in Oakland. So we're heading across the Bay Bridge to catch an A's versus Yankees game. I'm like stoked for it. I'm like, let's get a little food before we do it, because why not eat the Bay beforehand? And we're the only two people in this bar, except for like one other person, that's two other people that sit at the bar top that are just drinking.
Mm.
And we get our food, and it takes forever. for like more than 20 minutes just for our two meals that we got. Yeah. And to the point where we're like, dude, we got to get out of here right now because we got to get across. We got to drive, you know?
Yeah.
We're not like cutting it that close, but you're making us cut it a lot closer than we have to. So I literally was like, it took them forever to get that. Then we got our food, and then it took them forever to drop their bill off. They literally just saw the money. I was like, here it is. This is paid exactly what the bill amount was and left. I had no tip for them. I was like, I know it probably wasn't your fault as a server, but you still did a terrible job of telling me as that. So you get nothing too. So it probably was the kitchen's fault for being slow, but the server's fault for not telling me the kitchen's fault. That's what you got to do as a server. Blame it on the kitchen every single time. Make them the bad guys so you can save face. You can still get something. You didn't save face, you get nothing.
See, I go the opposite way. If I make a mistake, what I've found is people tend to respond to it better when I just own it. And I don't.
Well, you're always making mistakes, so you're gonna have to. And plus, your food at Banshee is like too good to tarnish. You can't tarnish that kitchen in there. So you're all the one that has to wear that shame because you're usually the one that does make it. So I'm willing to give that to you.
But you're saying when you don't make them, when the kitchen doesn't make the mistake and you didn't put an order in or something, you just tell them it's the kitchen's fault.
No. I'm not saying I would do that because I never make
Derek
mistakes
is a
like
nice
that.
Guy. He would definitely do that.
Well, mainly because let's face it, the kitchen person I'm working with is one other person. Okay, so it's kind of hard for me to say, "Oh yeah, that guy messed up."
That's
it's like a
true.
Tiny little spot. Yeah. Okay, so I can't really do it. Right yeah, there. That guy right there.
Yeah, that's a
I'm
good
saying
point.
If you're in a big restaurant, you
that's
can blame the kitchen.
That's
easy
a good
enough.
Point. Yeah. All right, that's a solid point.
Yeah, because he's like 5 feet away from.
Yeah, he's like, yo, he's like, what are you talking about? You didn't put anything in for me.
Yeah, I can hear you, bro. I never got an order.
Haven't had a ticket in the now. Hour, dude. Yeah.
Dude's getting high back there. Doesn't read anything, okay? Yeah.
All right, Aaron, real quick before we get you out of here, I know I did not prompt you for this, but do you have anything on the world of hockey before you move on?
Puck yeah.
Ooh, I'm not gonna lie, I don't know.
Okay, no worries. Appreciate your honesty. See, you could have said the kitchen forgot the ticket, and that's why you don't have a hockey update, but you didn't do that. So I know I put you on the spot, I put you in a bad position. Next week, I'll try and do better, all right?
Sounds good.
All right, Aaron. Thank you, as always. We appreciate it. We'll talk to you next Monday. All right, that was Aaron. Well, her last name's no longer Isamaki, huh?
No, she's changed that.
All right, well, I don't know what it is, so I'm not going to put it out there. I'm just going to start calling her Aaron.
There you go. Yeah.
Aaron, Derek's sister. There you go. All right. That's good enough, I feel. Rudy, do you have some picks lined up, sir?
Yes, sir.
All right.
I tell you, it's just occurred to me what the student body has been chanting for the last 2 or 3 minutes. It's the name Rudy. Dan Rudy.
All right, guys. Last week was last week. We took an L, but it's all right. Today is a new day. Today is a new week. Right?
I feel to call it degenerate, you have to lose a lot and keep going.
Yeah.
You know? So like you're just living up to the name.
Yeah, yeah.
So losing is actually good for your reputation. 100%. Like, say, I'm a degenerate, so I lose a lot, but I keep going down this road.
Let's go, baby.
Yeah.
So.
You don't lose a lot, though. I don't want to put you in that situation. No, you don't. But you lose like everyone else does.
Yeah,
you know, you can't win them all.
If I won them all, I would be rich in Dubai on the beach right now placing bets.
Dubai is where you'd be if you're super rich right now?
I think so.
Really? Dubai? Interesting.
I've never been there.
Okay, I feel you. I mean, it's a blossoming oasis out there, you know, over in the United Arab Emirates. Is it the United Arab Emirates?
Yes. Anywho. We got Champions League soccer.
Let's go.
Mm-hmm. We got Chelsea at home, baby. We got a huge win a couple weeks ago.
Football they played.
1-0. I know, but it's
wins,
okay.
Yeah.
A win's a win. We get
points.
The points.
Yeah, 100%.
So we're going
to... Fight to that. The German isn't playing, man.
I got another two-team parlay. Chelsea at minus... No. Oh, sorry. Plus 126.
Ooh, there you go. Like that value right
the
there.
Underdog. Oh, all
we're
right.
We're going to tie them up with Byron. Yes, the Germans.
Yeah.
At home against Lazio at minus 282. You link those up, it's kind of an even bet. So let's go. Two-team parlay this week. Let's go get that money, boys.
I like that bet. I like that one.
Yeah.
Sounds good.
I like that as well. Let's stay on the topic of soccer and give you a little preview of what's going on this week.
And now it's time we take a deep dive into the world of soccer with the man responsible for such flashes of brilliance as...
39 was last year, and he could barely, like, throw a ball out of a barnside.
It's time for Derek Izumaki's Foot in Mouth. No!
All
Oh, giving you a quick one right now, y'all. Why? Because the North London derby happened. Wow. Ooh. That's Arsenal. Tottenham going at it right now for the rights of North London. Now, oof. It was an interesting game out there.
Oh, yeah.
Interesting. Started off very interesting. Why? Because Arsenal sacked their best striker.
For being late, right?
For being late. Now, this is a Aubameyang, Pierre-Emerick Aubameyang. Their captain and leading goal scorer for the team. He has some issues, apparently, throughout the season of being late. And he was late on the day of the North London derby for a team meeting. And Arteta had enough, benched him. That's a bold move to make in such an important game right now. And where Arsenal is sitting in the table, they got nothing else to play for other than winning, beating Tottenham.
Yeah.
If they can do that, they'll take something from it.
It's a win.
So you need to do that.
Yeah.
Now, you think not playing Aubameyang in there was bad. And initially, it looked that way. Why? Because, Eric Lamela! Woo! Rabona!
Wow.
Goal of the season.
Dude, that was insane. Insane.
A skill worthy of every five-star possible out there. Eric Lamela finds a fantastic way of getting to the ball into the bottom corner with a Rabona-style
kick. Go watch the highlights.
Oh, my gosh. It was... Oh, dude, I was blown away. I was watching it like, no way. No way. Oh, my goodness. It was insane. But Arsenal, they didn't let that keep them down. They kept on pressing. They were pressing the entire time. They pretty much ran that game, especially that first half. They were the ones controlling the pace. Tottenham, once again, likes to sit back and just let the game come to them. Mm-hmm. And they try to counterattack. Not the greatest way to play football. Arsenal kept it going. They got some great goals from Odegaard.
Mm-hmm.
And from,
I always forget he's on Arsenal.
Got a nice little loan from Real Madrid there. They're playing off. I mean, it seems like Zinedine Zidane's trash is Arsenal's treasure right there. Yeah. And sure enough, that's what they did. So Lamela, like I said, gets the scoring off with a beautiful Rabona kick. Martin Odegaard comes back within the next 11 minutes to tie it up 1-1. And then a questionable penalty happens in the second half. Still a penalty, though. Bad defending on behalf of Tottenham's behalf, bringing down Alexander Lacazette in the box after a waft attempt at a ball from him. Either way, penalty was called, put the ball at the spot, and now Lacazette drains the ball into the back of the net for the penalty to give Arsenal the 2-1 victory and all 3 points. And North London is red. Very red, y'all. And they're going to take this one to the bank because if they can limit Tottenham from getting into any type of European competition because of this dub, oh, man, they are making babies in North London, and they're coming out red, y'all. They are coming out red. Now, as Rudy did allude to, Champions League starts up again tomorrow. The second legs are coming up to wrapping up conclusion Tuesday and Wednesday. I'm sorry. Tomorrow, we've got Man City versus Borussia Mönchengladbach and Real Madrid versus Atalanta. That's actually been a good game right there. Atalanta really playing some fantastic football, and Real Madrid playing great football too.
But they're injured.
Yeah. But Benzema!
God, he's such a sav.
He's coming into that role, that nine role, really hanging on to the goal scoring that they have lost ever since Ronaldo left. Now, I do have to give Ronaldo his credit. My goodness. A hat trick within the first 40 minutes of the game. 35 minutes, I think he got his hat trick in. Ronaldo for Juve, as they desperately need the 3 points, as they take down, I want to say they're playing Lazio. No, who are they facing?
No, it wasn't Lazio.
They're playing Cagliari.
There you go.
That's it. And again, Ronaldo, hat trick right there. The dude is as old as he is, and the fact that he's able to score with that regularity, it's unheard of. It's insane. And it's beautiful.
It's a beautiful scene, but he had to make up for his performance
in the Champions League. Yes, because Juve is out. They're out of the Champions League.
It's Porto. What are you guys doing, Juve? Come on,
guys.
It was
a terrible, terrible showing from Juve in the Champions League all around. Both games are just lackluster. They should have had a way more resounding victory, especially in that second leg. Yeah. But it wasn't meant to be. Porto does it properly. And then, obviously, the game on Wednesday is that Rudy alluded to that he's betting on. Bayern Munich, Lazio, Chelsea, Atletico Madrid. It's back, y'all. Champions League. We're getting to the final eight right now. Semifinals are coming around the corner right now. They're right there.
Best time
it's beautiful.
To watch soccer.
Love it, y'all.
Let's go.
Love it.
Bet that money.
It's foot and mouth, y'all.
All right, sir. Appreciate it. Want to hit some quick topics real quick. The Pats are spilling money all over the place right now in free agency.
Insane.
And this is not the Patriot way.
No, never. Because they build through the draft.
They just got Kendrick Bourne.
Yeah, which he got overpaid.
Yeah.
Dude, he's, I mean, a lot of real Niner fans like him just because, you know, he went undrafted.
Yeah.
Came up through the
ranks. He's a good player.
He's a decent player, but I've just never been a fan of him.
Bill's like, Bill's 5'10". He's on his off game right now.
Yeah,
you know?
and he had an off year, but... But at the end of the day, props to him. He got paid out. And
I feel like this is somebody who sees like their ex doing really well, so they start trying to like start slay with as many people as they possibly can.
Yeah, that's a great point.
Yo, look at what I'm doing right now. I'm with all these chicks right here. And then just like, no, you're just making yourself look desperate and bad right now while Brady's sitting there in the Bahamas sipping on his pina coladas while he has his seventh ring, you know? Sixth ring. He has six rings.
Pat's also added Nelson Aguilar.
Nelson, yeah, that's a nice pickup.
Yeah.
But again, that's too small.
I mean, unless you're throwing babies at the kid, he can't catch anything.
I think we're burying the lead. They re-signed Cam.
Yeah, oh, they did. For a lot of money. Well, not a lot of money, because he only got, what, like 14, 15?
He wasn't getting the league minute.
No, he did last year.
Yeah.
And plus, like, 2 or 3 mil in bonuses if he made the playoffs and whatnot. But
he actually got bonuses for that play last year? Wow.
No, because he didn't.
He was terrible.
Anything.
Yeah, I was going to say, he shouldn't deserve any bonuses of the way he played.
The Pats spend $148 million in the first 3 hours. They got defensive lineman from the Ravens, Udon, major deal, and they picked up the tight end from the Titans, Smith, which is a solid pick as well. So. Yeah, it's crazy seeing the Patriots do this.
Yeah, that's not usually the Patriot way, like I mentioned. But
opposite.
they're I think your analogy there, Derek, was apropos.
And he's got Cam Newton, who just got himself faced by like a 16-year-old. So it's like they're in a bad place right now.
That's fair enough.
Oh, man.
All right, sir, do you have some grinds my gears? It's been a while.
I do, yeah. A lot of stuff to get off my chest right now.
All right, I'll give you a second. Rudy, entertain the folks.
All right, we'll go back to NFL free agency.
Yeah, there we go.
The Packers spent, you know, some decent money on Aaron Jones, which is great. But dude, you're not going to pay Joe Thuney anything. You're going to let him roll to the Chiefs.
His name is Joe Thuney.
Joe Thuney. He's either their center or their right tackle, one of the two. But he's ranked in the top three in his position. So they obviously couldn't afford him, and they went with Aaron Jones, which makes no sense because there's no holes to be.
Yeah.
Yeah. So.
Cool.
Yeah.
Thank you.
You know who's looking for another ring, too? J-Lo.
Shots fired.
She's on engagement ring, what, number 7 or 8 right now?
Seven. Yeah. Wow, I saw a meme last night. Was pretty
funny. What, she's got more rings than Tom Brady?
She can't keep those rings, right? She got to give them back. Like, I feel like if you're an engaged woman and you break off that engagement, you better give that ring back, I feel. Unless, like, the guy does something that's, like, really bad and, like, deserves you. Like, no, I'm keeping this ring for, like, the down payment of Terry caused on my life right now. But I feel like if you just break up and, like, hey, we can't do this, you got to give the ring back. Like, right? Like, I feel so.
Yeah, no, I'm with you. I'm with you.
There we go.
All right. You ready?
Let's do some little grind my gears.
You know what really grinds my gears?
When girls take too many pictures of their boyfriends. Like, just their boyfriend. Like, oh my gosh, look how great my boyfriend. It's like, no, I don't need, trust me. Like, what are you trying to do? Are you trying to, like, I feel like you're, she doth protest too much. When you put yourself boyfriend out there, like, does he really like you? I feel like you're trying to hang on to something that's not really there
anymore. It looks desperate.
Yeah, not a good look. Not a good look.
That's a good one.
That was perfect. You know what really grinds my gears?
The sun visors in cars. Why are they so useless? Like, they don't block any of the sun, especially when you put it off to the side. It doesn't do, it barely covers the side of your car. And you're getting all the sun coming in on the side. And there's absolutely nothing. Like, why is the point of having these stupid sun visors that do absolutely nothing? And then when they do, they're blocking your road in front of you. Pointless. Pointless.
Can I get an amen?
You know what really grinds my gears?
When you put your hand in a pocket, and when you take it out, the pocket comes with your hand. Can't we find ways?
This happened to me today.
Can't we find ways of pockets that stay inside the pants, and I can just put my hand in there, take it out, no problemo. Instead, I gotta like hold a pocket down as I put my hand in there to take it out. It's 2 minutes work right now for just putting my hand in my pocket.
Oh, that is so true.
You got one last one?
I do, yeah.
You know what really grinds my gears?
When you have the waiter at a restaurant sing your friend happy birthday. That waiter doesn't know that person at all.
Yeah,
you do.
Thank you.
Or the name.
You selfish
See you next Tuesday for not doing it right there. Why would you make someone who I have no idea who they are force them to sing happy birthday to me? That doesn't mean anything to me right now. I want my friends to actually sing happy birthday to me if I wanted happy birthday sung to me, which I don't, but they should. And